Hi guys, welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia and I created this podcast to become a better version of our yesterday selves. I upload twice a week, so every Monday I upload with a guest, and then Fridays, which is today, I have a series called For You Fridays where I kind of just get on and talk one-on-one with you guys, whether it's an advice session, a Q&A session, or just kind of me giving you guys life updates. It's pretty much just for me to kind of vent and for you guys to kind of listen and just know that you're not alone in the way that you feel. And sometimes we all feel this way. And it's just a good way for me to kind of be able to just sit down and like I said, just talk to you guys one-on-one, answer questions or advice you might have. I do get quite a lot of DMs sometimes, not a lot, but I get quite a few DMs sometimes kind of just asking for advice. People want advice on certain aspects of their life. And even though I'm not a professionalist in any of these topics, I have experienced things or have seen people experience things or have read about things where I feel like I could give a knowledgeable answer or kind of just my answer and my perspective, how I would deal with certain situations. And sometimes that can open up a new page for other people and make people feel safe and comforted. So that is kind of what I created For You Fridays for. So I'm really excited to record today's episode. It is currently 7:30 p.m. on Monday. And Mondays are pretty busy for me because I have three classes today and I have to like wake up super early for them and just kind of have a lot to do. So I had a really bad start to the morning. I overslept past my first class, which is not good. I came home Sunday night and I was so exhausted but couldn't sleep at the same time. So I was having a lot of trouble sleeping and I ended up staying up till 2:30 in the morning, not even like watching anything, not like just staying up because I couldn't sleep. And that's like honestly so painful and horrible when you're just trying to sleep but you're like too hot so you can't sleep or there's too much on your mind or you know whatever. And I've been having a very off week the week before. Obviously, today's Monday, so it's the start to a new week. But last week, I was having just a very draining week where I just was, for some reason, so unhappy and stressed out, and I didn't understand why. And that's kind of what I'm here to talk about today, is kind of just what happened last week. I deleted social media for a few days, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that and kind of how I'm going to go with social media like from here on. But yeah, I just had a really mentally draining week. And today I woke up and had a really bad morning. I didn't get to do my morning routine. I slept past my first class. And I remember just being like, you know what, I'm not going to let this be like the week before, even though, you know, I overslept and missed my first class, I'm going to get back into routine and I'm going to have a really good day. And so around 12 p.m., I was like, I got to pick myself up and I got to just create a better day for myself today. So I made myself breakfast, I made myself coffee, and kind of just like was right, like taking out my journal, making productive TikToks just to kind of be like, okay, I'm starting fresh. And then I was in my bed after I had kind of gotten a little bit of work done and ate, and it was about, I want to say like 2:20 p.m. And I just finished my last class and I had another class at 4. And I was like, really tired and like I said, just not feeling super productive. And I was like, I really feel like I should go on a walk because the weather is so beautiful and we only have so many days until it's really cold winter weather in Jersey. So I want to take advantage of the weather, go for a walk, put in a podcast, and I know that will make me feel a lot more productive and make my day a lot better. So I was like, that's what I really want to do right now, is just go for a walk and feel better. Yesterday, I had an amazing workout. I did cardio, I did abs, I did butt, and I went hard for like an hour. I did a really, really good job. So I wasn't planning on working out today, but then once the weather was so beautiful, I was like, I really want to go for a walk, but I was also feeling super lazy and tired. So I know we all get into situations like this where we're kind of like, I'm so tired, I'm so lazy, I'd rather sit in bed. And sometimes it's okay to listen to your body and be like, you know what, I'm really, really sore from yesterday's workout. I really want to sit today out and do a self-care day. That's fine. I totally get it. That's the same page I was on. I was like, I'm going to have a self-care day and I'm not going to work out today. But then just looking at the weather, I was like, I really should push myself to go for a walk. So I was like, let me just take a baby step. Let me get into my workout clothes. And if I get into my workout clothes, I put my workout shoes on and I'm standing in front of my mirror and I'm looking at myself in my workout clothes and I really still don't want to go for a walk, I won't go. I'll change back into my pajamas. I'll get into bed. I'll take a nap and I'll do my next class. But as soon as I got into my workout clothes, put my headphones in, put my shoes on, I was like, I'm going to start walking. So I go, I take like the same like route every single time and just like keep basically walking in circles up and down this hill that I do near my house. And I ended up going around this hill for 45 minutes, just listening to music, listening to a podcast, whatever. And I didn't even notice the time. And then all of a sudden I look at the time and it's like 3:15 and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have class in like 30 minutes. I should probably get back home. So I remember like I did a few more laps and then I got home and put a hair mask in. I steamed my face. I did a face mask and I ended up still having a self-care day, even though I went on my walk and now I can go to class. So I think it's just like good to normalize the fact that we all have moments where we don't want to be active and we are not in the mood to like be healthy in the moment or whatever. I know I post a lot on my podcast and on my Instagram and on my TikTok of me always on the go, going to the gym, eating food, but I too have really draining weeks where I kind of just want to be in bed and cry for no reason and just be upset. And I totally can relate to anyone who kind of feels that way. And I just want you guys to know, like, it's super normal to feel that way. I don't think that we should over normalize it to the fact where we give ourselves an excuse to feel that way every day of the week. I think that I really don't feel that way unless it's like, I say I get that way maybe 2 or 3 times a month where I'm just like drained. And what I decided to do this time was take a social media break. So I asked you guys on Instagram to ask me questions about social media. And I'm going to answer those towards the end, but I'm going to start off with saying why I got rid of social media, how I kind of did it, why did I go back to it? Because obviously I'm on my Instagram today. I posted like that I had a new episode up. So I used to use like a lot of social media in like high school and my first 2 years of college. I was on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. Those were like the main ones. And these past few months, I deleted the Twitter app and I deleted the Facebook app because I was just like, honestly, it's just like such a stupid app that I like use in my daily routine to check my notifications for. Like, there's no reason I need to be looking at my Twitter or Facebook notifications. So I just deleted the apps. I was like, okay, that'll just be one less thing to look at. And I actually turned off all my notifications for TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat. And I feel like when it comes to TikTok and Instagram, depending how I use it, it can either be like something that's like good for me or something that's horrible for me. Because obviously, I mean, if you don't know, I'm in marketing and a big thing in marketing right now is social media marketing. And so when you're in social media marketing and you don't have the social media to do it, it makes it a little bit difficult. So that's why I keep TikTok and Instagram. It's because when I was doing my internships and I even helped my part-time job with their social media marketing, it's something that you kind of need. And also just for my podcast, I've grown my platform a lot through TikTok and Instagram. So that's kind of why I don't want to delete these apps, is because they have helped my platform grow a lot. So I kind of want to keep working towards them and doing good in them, but I don't want to be mindlessly scrolling. So I'll talk about Snapchat in a little bit. But what I did this weekend is I never deleted the TikTok app because honestly, if I don't want to scroll through TikTok, I'm pretty good at disciplining myself to not mindlessly scroll on it. I kind of will just like, I don't know, I'll post a TikTok and I will check here and there like, oh, how many likes did it get, whatever. And I definitely see my likes and my engagement go down when I'm not scrolling through the app more, which is something pretty weird that I actually notice, is like when you're not engaging on your social media, it normally doesn't put it on the For You page or whatever. So I started to see my things weren't getting as many views or as many likes or as many comments. And it's because I'm not mindlessly scrolling through TikTok as much as I used to be. So once I kind of realized like, okay, you know, I'm mindlessly scrolling, I kind of just have to stop myself. I'll post, I'll scroll a little bit. I always like videos of like health and wellness. Like a lot of the time my TikTok will be a super like productive day in the life of some girl. And I'm like, this just motivated me to get out of bed. Like today when I was debating whether or not I should go on my walk, I was scrolling through and this girl literally posted, this is your sign to get out of bed and do your 10K steps a day. And I was like, she's right. I should. Like sometimes it really does help me. And same thing for Instagram. My personal Instagram does not benefit me at all, but my For You from Eve Instagram, I mostly just follow really close friends or people that I know that are into the wellness and health space and the fitness space that motivate me through their stories and through their posts. So my For You from Eve Instagram and my TikTok don't really upset me too much. sometimes my personal Instagram, if you see people hanging out without you or making plans without you, or you feel left out, you can kind of be like, okay, this is not affecting me in the most positive way. And so what I did was I deactivated my Instagram, my personal Instagram, just for a few days. I honestly didn't mean to reactivate it, but when I re-downloaded the app, it just like automatically logged me into that account, which reactivated it. But I deactivated my personal Instagram and then deleted the Instagram app, like just completely deleted the Instagram app. And same thing with Snapchat. I deleted the Snapchat app, but TikTok I kept because I didn't really go on it that much. And if I was on it, it was just to like post a productive wellness thing or to view productive wellness things. So TikTok really didn't affect me too much, but Snapchat and my personal Instagram definitely did. When it comes to Snapchat, I just feel like there's nothing I get out of it. I don't even have a best friends list. My boyfriend doesn't use Snapchat, so I don't really care to use it. And the only reason I really like it is to send pictures or videos to like my private story. But I started to realize I was becoming a little bit obsessed with what people were doing. You know, who's hanging out without me? Who, like, who's going out this Friday night while I'm staying home in bed? You know, I became very obsessed with what other people were doing and what was going on in other people's lives. And I hated that. I hated that I was focusing so much on what other people were doing, where I could have been spending that time doing something to better myself, to improve my podcast, to improve my health, to improve my fitness, whatever it was. Like, I could have been improving myself, but instead I was focusing on what other people were doing that could possibly upset me. And so I started to realize that Snapchat was just like not an app that I really wanted in my life, and I deleted it. And this is why I had taken off the notifications for Snapchat. But for some reason, I always found myself re-downloading it. Like right now, I have the Snapchat app on my phone. I re-downloaded it. I honestly re-download it. This is why I like Snapchat. I do honestly love taking progress videos and pictures on my Snapchat, like just to like save in my memories. But at the same time, I hate like I hate seeing certain things that just like make you upset. And you know what I mean. If you're listening to this and you're like, I know exactly, like, you know exactly what I mean. Like, there are just little things that will always upset you on Snapchat, no matter what it is. And I was so tired of seeing it and letting it upset me. And so I was kind of like, I'm done with this app. I'm deleting it. And I deleted the app and I didn't have it for about like 4 or 5 days. And I was fine without it. And I don't even remember what I re-downloaded it to like look through my memories, which I really like doing. But other than that, I was like, I really wish I just didn't re-download it at the same time. And with my Instagram, for some reason, it doesn't let me log out of my personal Instagram. Like, if you guys want to DM me on For You From Even Help Me Out, it doesn't let me. Even when I like go to get rid of accounts and log out, it actually does not let me log out of this account. I only want to be logged in to For You From Eve. That is the only Instagram that I want to use. And it just, I don't have that option. There's so many accounts there and it really bothers me. But I need to figure it out because my personal Instagram, I honestly don't like, I don't like having it. So that's kind of like how long it's been. I, like I said, re-downloaded and I went back on it and I didn't like miss my personal Instagram. I didn't miss going through what people were doing or anything. I feel like you definitely are more out of it. Like, you really don't know certain things that are going on when you're not on Instagram. You don't know whose birthday it is. You don't know what events are coming up. And I think Instagram can also be used as a little bit of an educational benefit. If there's something going on in the world that maybe you're not aware of, Instagram can kind of help you, teach you more about it. I do think Instagram and social media in general does have its benefits. But I just felt that last week when I was feeling emotionally drained and just having a really stressful, anxious, upset week, the last thing that I needed was to be mindlessly scrolling through Instagram and Snapchat and just upsetting myself more. So I decided to delete it. And yeah, so that's kind of what I did. And I feel like when I deleted it, it honestly made such a positive difference. I was spending my time doing so many more other things like editing podcasts, sending out emails, cleaning my room up, going to work out at the gym. I wasn't scrolling through TikTok while I was doing my 3:12:30s on the treadmill. You know, I was just putting a podcast in or listening to music and just kind of in my zone. And it makes time go by faster when you're kind of zoned out in something instead of focusing on TikToks or whatever it is. So I feel like I started to just notice that I somehow had more time in my days when I wasn't scrolling through TikTok. And another thing is just not going on your phone first thing in the morning. Like, I've done this before. I went through, I remember for like maybe a whole month, I was not using my phone in the morning. I would wake up and I wouldn't have my phone in the morning. I would literally wake up to my Alexa and like whatever. So I had to turn it off through my phone still, but I would wake up and I wouldn't pick up my phone and go through notifications. I would jump out of bed. Like, even though my mind was kind of still asleep, I would jolt, like jump out of bed so fast because I was like, I know if I jump out of bed, I have to stand up and it's going to force myself to wake up, where when you roll over and you grab your phone and you start laying down, you could so easily fall back asleep. So as soon as I kind of started to like do that, I was like, okay, this is good. You know, like this is good. I'm able to jump out of bed, blah, blah, blah. And so I remember that. And I used to do that every day for a month. And for some reason, I somehow got back into going on my phone first thing in the morning. And it like woke me up. It made my eyes open more, which is so horrible. Like, it's so bad. Like, I had been falling asleep with my laptop playing YouTube and waking up like and going on my phone. It's disgusting. It really is disgusting. So for the past few days, I haven't been waking up and going on my phone, and I haven't been sleeping to a screen. I do put my – okay, no, that's actually a lie. I don't sleep to my laptop screen, but I've been sleeping to my TV screen. It's so hard for me to sleep without a screen because I need like a little bit of light and volume. I probably should try like other things like a nightlight and like white noise or something, because I just like – I don't know. I need to have like my comfort show on. And because it just makes me feel like I hate sleeping alone. So it makes me feel like less alone and more safe, if that makes sense. That might not make any sense at all, but it makes sense to me. And yeah, so I have been falling asleep to like my comfort shows. I've always been like, I've been like that for the past like 5 or 6 years. But lately I've only been sleeping to my TV, and it's just a lot more peaceful. And I haven't been going on my phone first thing in the morning, which makes a crazy, crazy difference. So, and now I'm going to get into the questions that you guys asked me about social media. Just a few general questions that you guys ask on how I kind of deal with it. So the first question I got is how to not compare yourself / your life to other people's on social media. I think this is something everyone goes through. I think I don't honestly really compare myself to other people. I definitely will be like, that girl has an amazing body. That girl is beautiful. That girl has great skin. That girl has great hair. But I don't really, it doesn't make me upset. It actually motivates me. So whenever I kind of see a girl who's like extremely gorgeous with the perfect body, the perfect skin, whatever, like Madison Beer, for example, if I see Madison Beer on my For You page, she posts a TikTok, I don't look at her and think, oh my gosh, I'm so sad because I don't look like her. If anything, it motivates me to become the best version of myself and like the best version of what I look like. So for example, when I see Madison and she has super clear skin, it motivates me to want to clear my skin up so that I could feel more confident in myself. Or when I see Kendall Jenner's body, it doesn't make me upset that I don't have her body. It motivates me to want to better my body. Because look, at the end of the day, if you eat the same exact way as Kendall Jenner and you work out the same exact way as Kendall Jenner and you wake up and you sleep the same times Kendall Jenner does for 5 years, you will not look like her. No matter what, you will still not have her body. You will still not have her skin. You will have clear skin and you will have an amazing body, but it will be yours. It will be like custom to you. It will not ever look like Kendall Jenner. So I think this is something that we like forget as we follow these diets and these workouts that famous people do. And yeah, of course, it's still going to be good for your body no matter what. But at the same time, we're expecting something that's not possible and that's not within our reach. We can't expect to look like these other people. It's not possible. So I think that that's something that you have to kind of remember in the back of your mind. And that's something that really helped me get out of the mindset of, oh my God, I want to look like this person, or, you know, whatever. Just remembering that no matter what, I won't look like that person. No matter what, I won't have their life. I could have the best life for myself and the best body for myself and the best skin for myself, but it won't be like someone else's. And when it comes to comparing ourselves to other people's lives, I do catch myself doing this a lot. I'll see, you know, I follow this girl named Wholesome Han. Her name's Hannah. And she lives in Hawaii with her boyfriend, and she's living like this life where she just makes TikToks and Instagram. She just graduated college, and I'm like, wow, that's the life I want to live. I want to wake up and go to the beach and read my book and then go to the farmer's market and whatever. And it's because of her job that she has that flexibility. And I often see myself comparing myself to her or comparing myself to Danielle Bernstein, where I'm like, I would love to work in New York and whatever. So I do constantly see myself comparing my life to other people, where I'm like, I wish I was in that stage of my life. I wish I was in the stage of my life where I was able to afford my own place and live on my own and get my own groceries and just be financially independent. I 100% feel that way a lot. And I think that's a hard thing to not feel when we see that. If you're just living at home and going to school, it can kind of be hard to romanticize our own lives when we're living it every single day. But I think when you see a life that you really want to live, don't let it upset you because you're not in that moment yet. Let it motivate you to create that moment for yourself sooner. You know, like, for example, when I see people living these dream lives, I have to stop getting upset that it's not my life, and I just have to be excited that it's what's to come and something to look forward to and something that I just have to start working hard for. And I think that's kind of really all we have to do when it comes to comparing ourselves to people's lives on Instagram is we'll never have their exact life, but we will have the perfect life shaped for us. And it should just motivate us to kind of work on it. How do I cut my screen time? This is so hard for me to do. Me too. I totally agree. Something that really helped me is there's actually a feature on Apple where you can cut your screen time, or you can put like a time limit on apps. So you can put like a 30-minute timer on TikTok where it'll kind of like count up your screen time for how long you're on TikTok throughout the day. And once you've been on TikTok for 30 minutes of the day, it will not close the app for you, but it will send you a reminder, be like, you're past your limit, like stop going through TikTok. And you could easily ignore the app and just keep scrolling, and then it'll remind you in like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. Or you can actually listen to it and do it. And that's kind of where self-discipline comes in. And it's like, okay, you have your reminder that you've been on it for too long. Are you going to continue going on it? Are you going to actually get off and do like why you started that reminder? So you can use that app, which honestly does help me because it's just a reminder like, okay, you did it. You're past your limit, just stop. And sometimes I'll be like, I want to keep scrolling through it. Today's the type of day where I have nothing to do. And then the reminder will come again in 10 minutes. I'm like, all right, I have to get off of TikTok, you know? So it has helped me quite a little bit. So I think doing something like that could help. Find a hobby. Find something that you're excited to do. If I'm really interested in a book, I'd much rather be reading this book than scrolling through TikTok or Instagram. So when I'm really into a book, I don't care about any of those things. Any like social media or anything. So I think find a hobby that you really like to do, whether it's writing, reading, drawing, going outside for a walk, working out, creating a side hustle, whatever it is. If you have something to distract you, you're not going to want to go on your phone as much. Next question is I got, and this is kind of something I talked about a little already, but someone said, I always see girls my age hanging out on Instagram and Snapchat and they never invite me. How do I stop getting upset over things like this? To be honest, you're probably not going to ever not be upset over those things unless you are on the other end of it. So, for example, I don't know if these are people you're friends with, or maybe they're just people your age or people you see often, or someone that you kind of thought you were friends with, but now that you're not getting invited, you're like, oh, maybe I'm not friends with these people. I think every girl can relate to this, and every girl has felt this way with a certain group of girls. Girls can be weird. Girls can be very weird. Girls could be, and this is not generalizing girls, these are some girls can be a little bit more on the competitive side and a little bit more like they feel like they have to beat you and everything, which is such an exhausting thing to be around. And I think that what we kind of have to do when we're in these situations is look at those girls and just be like, okay, who do I have in my life? You know, do I have a boyfriend that I can hang out with or another group of friends I can hang out with? And maybe I'm just viewing this the wrong way. You know, I have other people that want to hang out with me. So why do I care about these people? And I think that no matter what, if you're sitting at home on a Friday night and your friends all hang out and they don't invite you, of course you're going to be upset, and you're allowed to be upset, and you're allowed to call them out and say, what was that about? And you're allowed to distance yourself from them and find a new group of friends. And I think that is what you should do, because I don't think anyone deserves to be treated that way by someone they consider to be their friends. So I think that when you kind of feel that way, if you're close enough to these girls, you can kind of say something about it and just be like, what was that about? If you're not close to these girls, but they're girls that you want to be close to, and you're like kind of upset because you're home on a Saturday night and these girls are out, reach out to them. Be like, hey, we should hang out next weekend. Or, hey, I've been to this place before and I think it'd be really fun if you guys want to go, whatever. Like, just be super nice about it. And if they kind of give you a dry response, find a new group of people. I would be super happy if like someone texted me and was like, hey, we should hang out sometime, whatever. Like, I'd you know, if it's someone you really don't want to hang out with, I'd be like, yeah, for sure. And probably just like wouldn't be super active on it. But most of the time I'm like, yeah, we really should. And I do make the plans to do it and become close with like different types of people. You don't have to be stuck on like one certain friend group or whatever. So I think no matter what, it's going to upset you, of course. But I think once you kind of try to make that initiative move to have your own group of friends to make your plans with, I think you'll feel a lot better. But yeah, I think it's something that's super normal and that happens with pretty much everyone. The last question I got, and this is a little bit more of like a relationship question. I feel like I've answered this before, but I don't really remember. But someone asked, my boyfriend is friends with other girls on Snapchat. And then she did like the marks. What are they called? Parentheses. She said, Snapchat best friends list. How do I tell him that I don't feel comfortable with him snapping other girls, even though I know it's innocent and that they're friends? Honestly, I don't see any reason for guys to Snapchat girls that aren't their girlfriends. I really don't. Like, I don't understand it at all. I feel like, I don't know how old you are, but I feel like at least at my age, like I'm 21, I feel like it's not really a thing like to Snapchat anymore. I don't know though. Actually, that's a lie because I definitely know people that still use Snapchat as like their main communication with certain people. But honestly, if you have a boyfriend, why should you care about like snapping someone? Like, why do you care what's going on in their lives? Why should they care about what's going on in your life? Like, the only person it should be like your girlfriend. Of course, you can have like girlfriends. Like, you can have friends that are girls that maybe you text about certain things. You text about like work or school or whatever it is. I'm not saying they shouldn't have any communications with any other girls. I think that would be absolutely insane because if you think of yourself and be like, oh, if I had to drop all my guy friends, you know, that would be so unfair. But I think that if you have a group of guy friends that you're like just friends with and whatever, and you're like, I don't Snapchat these guys. I mean, I text them sometimes, but whatever, then you really shouldn't be too worried about the situation. But because you know how it feels to like just be friends with guys and girls. But I think that when it comes to a guy snapping a girl, and I don't think it's, I think vice versa, it goes the same way. Like if your girlfriend's Snapchatting a bunch of guys, it's like, why does she have to do that? She totally does not have to update a guy on what she's doing or what she looks like throughout the day. Like that's no one's really business. I feel like when you get in a relationship, you have a good group of friends for sure that you can Snapchat and have group chats with on Snapchat, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like, you really, who cares to Snapchat someone else one-on-one? That's not like a really best friend of yours. So I think you should confront the situation. I think you should just tell him, be like, hey, I don't want to be like weird, but why do you Snapchat yada yada? Like, what do you guys talk about? You know, as a girlfriend or boyfriend, you have the right to know. And if they're like, I'm breaking up with you, this is so psycho that you're thinking this way, then goodbye. I think that Snapchat is so stupid, honestly. And I think that no boyfriend or girlfriend needs to snap someone of the opposite gender if they're not dating them, because it's like, who cares? You're not benefiting from it at all. So that's kind of my opinion on it. Maybe a little bit biased because me and my boyfriend both don't use Snapchat, but I don't like Snapchat guys one-on-one, even though I have a boyfriend. I think that's super weird. So that's my little answer. So I want to thank everyone for listening to this week's For You Friday episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it and learned a little bit. I know it got a little bit deeper on the social media side and kind of how it can kind of damage you a little bit. And I hope it helped out anyone who has been having a bad week or a bad day. I love to make you guys feel better. My DMs are always open if you guys need advice. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your weekend. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.